What separates dreamers from doers? In India's top business schools, a quiet revolution is brewing among students who bypass lucrative placements to launch their own ventures. These aren't just any entrepreneurs, they're young visionaries still worrying about exams and attendance while building businesses from dorm rooms and campus cafeterias. Their journeys reveal that entrepreneurship isn't about age or experience, it's about identifying problems worth solving and having the audacity to address them. These student founders face unique challenges, balancing academic pressures with business demands, convincing family members who expected stable careers, and building credibility in markets that question their youth. Yet their campus experiences provide unexpected advantages. Access to mentors, peer feedback, institutional resources, and perhaps most importantly, the freedom to fail before life's responsibilities accumulate. Why do the most compelling businesses often emerge from personal frustrations? Consider Shashank and Abhinav from NIT Suratkal, whose first 9 business ideas failed. Their breakthrough came when Shashank's father needed medical treatment, exposing them to India's fragmented healthcare information systems. This frustration birthed Practo Technologies, a doctor-patient platform that transformed medical practice management nationwide. While classmates pursued multinational jobs, they spent nights coding and days visiting doctors' clinics to understand workflows firsthand. Their commitment to solving a genuine problem, rather than chasing quick profits, became their competitive advantage. Within 5 years, their dorm room project grew into a 20-crore enterprise serving over 10,000 doctors. Their story shows that entrepreneurial success comes not from brilliant ideas in isolation, but from persistently pursuing solutions to problems you've personally experienced and deeply understand. Can young graduates disrupt industries unchanged for decades? 3 friends, Saurabh, Puneet, and Siddharth, proved it's possible by transforming India's brick manufacturing sector. While peers pursued tech startups, they identified a critical inefficiency. Traditional red clay bricks were environmentally harmful and inconsistent. Their solution, eco-friendly, lightweight concrete blocks, faced significant obstacles in a capital-intensive industry dominated by established players with political connections. Banks denied loans, suppliers doubted them, and family questioned their direction. What set them apart was their methodical problem-solving approach. They adapted international technologies to Indian conditions, educated contractors through workshops, and demonstrated products directly at construction sites. Their persistence built Magicrete into a 150-core enterprise that reduced construction time by 20% and costs by 15%. Their journey shows that major opportunities often lie not in creating new markets, but in reimagining traditional ones through fresh perspectives and innovation. How does someone with minimal capital and no industry connections build a thriving business? Prakash Mundra's journey with Sacred Moments demonstrates that effective communication can be an entrepreneur's most valuable asset. As a student at SCMHRD Pune, Prakash entered a business plan competition with a simple concept: personalized gift items celebrating life's meaningful moments. What distinguished his presentation wasn't technical expertise, but his genuine enthusiasm and ability to articulate the emotional value his products would create. This authentic connection won him both the competition and his first investors. 8 years later, Sacred Moments grew into a 4.5 crore company, proof that entrepreneurship isn't always about revolutionary technology or disruptive models. Similarly, Prabhkiran Singh's journey from selling lassi outside IIT Bombay to building Bewakoof brands shows how small failures become powerful teachers. Unlike classmates pursuing corporate careers, Prabhkiran launched Khadke Glassy, a flavored lassi stall with just $8,000. When his partner quit, the naturally introverted Prabhkiran managed alone while balancing studies. Though the business eventually failed, it became his real-world MBA, teaching inventory management, customer preferences, and cash flow fundamentals. These lessons proved invaluable when he later launched Beiwakuf Brands, an online apparel business that grew to a 5 crore enterprise. His story demonstrates that entrepreneurship's most valuable lessons often come from small failures rather than immediate successes. What happens when college friends become business partners? The story of Ankit, Neeraj, and Drew from BITS Pilani reveals both the potential and pitfalls of such partnerships. Their startup, Innovace Technologies, emerged from complementary skills: Ankit's programming expertise, Drew's business acumen, and Neeraj's technical knowledge. Early successes fueled their confidence as the company gained traction in the startup ecosystem. But as the business grew, so did tensions. Minor disagreements about product direction evolved into fundamental conflicts about the company's vision. Their different working styles became sources of friction. Communication deteriorated and resentments built as the pressure of running a startup intensified personal differences. Despite its promising start, Innovace Technologies couldn't survive the founders' relationship breakdown. This experience taught all three valuable lessons about the importance of clear communication, formal agreements, and explicit role definitions. Their story shows that while friendship can provide a strong foundation for business relationships, it must be reinforced with professional structures to withstand entrepreneurship's pressures. How does a student from a Tier 3 engineering college build a company impacting over 500,000 school children? Rupesh Shah's journey from IET Alwar to founding InOpen Technologies defies conventional startup narratives. Unlike many tech founders, Rupesh was a self-taught programmer from a modest background who secured an IIT Bombay internship through persistence alone. What distinguished him was his multifaceted approach, developing technical skills while simultaneously honing marketing and people skills. His company emerged from recognizing that computer science education in Indian schools was outdated. Rather than creating just another tech product, he developed a comprehensive teaching methodology combining software with teacher training and curriculum design. Facing skepticism due to his lack of elite credentials, Rupesh focused intensely on understanding customer needs, personally visiting schools across India and adapting solutions based on teachers' challenges. This ground-level engagement gave his company authenticity that resonated with educators. Within a few years, InOpen Technologies was teaching computer science to over 500,000 schoolchildren nationwide, proving that entrepreneurial success isn't reserved for graduates of elite institutions. Sometimes the most innovative solutions come from those with unconventional perspectives. What distinguishes successful student entrepreneurs from dreamers? Certain mindset patterns emerge across industries and backgrounds. First is the willingness to start before feeling ready, whether selling lassi outside campus or launching a food business from a tiny kitchen. These entrepreneurs began with imperfect knowledge and limited resources, understanding that entrepreneurship is a journey that begins with an imperfect first step. Second is resilience through inevitable failures. Dosimatics creators endured countless failed prototypes. Practo's founders saw 9 business ideas fail before their 10th succeeded. Third is seeing opportunities in overlooked places. Finding potential in unsexy brick manufacturing or identifying gaps in computer science education that established players missed. Most importantly, these founders maintained unwavering belief despite external skepticism. The entrepreneurial path isn't about waiting for perfect conditions. It's about starting small, embracing failures as learning opportunities, looking where others aren't, and creating genuine value. Your journey may begin in a college dorm, but with the right mindset, it can lead to innovations that transform industries and impact millions. The question isn't whether you're ready, it's whether you're willing to begin before you feel ready and persist when others would quit.